Well, good afternoon. Welcome to Woods and Water, South Carolina. I am flying solo today. Kind of a weird feeling. I mean, I started the show in 2014 and did it up through 2018, you know, by myself, although, you know, guests are different issue altogether. But for all those years, I did it by myself. And then Taylor decided she wanted to be a part of it. And now it's hard for me to do it without her. It's so much fun for me to have her here and do a show with her. And I'm sure it's fun for y'all out there listening to, you know, don't have to listen to me drone on the whole time. She second week of school, just, you know, trying to get in the groove and test start up the end of this past week and going into the next week and all. And she just, and with Taylor, she's better off if she just studies, you know, just focuses and just studies. I mean, I wasn't a great student. So I could take it or leave it. It doesn't come easy for her, although she is, you know, she's a good student. She has to work at it, and when she's focused like she is on this, it'll happen. It's just a matter of getting her feet under, trying to figure out what certain professors want, what they don't want, how the test, draw on what they've gone over in class, or if it's a lot of, you know, what they've done outside of class and all that. So gave her the week off, told her just to go study, and there's plenty more of these shows ahead of her in her future if she so desires to stay with it. And I hope she does. We have a good time doing it. And I hope y'all have a good time listening. It is, man, I tell you, it's end of August. Can you believe that already? This year is just gone. It goes faster and faster every year, it seems like. But next Saturday is the opening day of dove season. And if you're from the South and you grew up, you know, on a farm or in a hunting family or something, or had uncles that hunted or cousins that hunted or whatever, you know, opening day of dove season is kind of, and in certain parts of the country they have opening day of fishing season. Well, fishing is year round around here. I mean, trout season, you may have a, you know, a catch and release only or a hatchery delayed harvest area or a, you know, and then it opens up and so on. But it's not near as big a deal as opening day hunting season. And for a lot of hunters, I have to step back and say for a lot of non-low country hunters, this is the opening day of the season is dove season. Now, the low country started deer hunting on the 15th. Oh, and let me tell you what, when people start posting pictures of big rattlesnakes and big copperheads and that sort of thing, I get down on my knees and thank you, Lord, for letting me grow up in the upstate. I don't want any part of those two when I'm out deer hunting in the woods. When I'm in the woods deer hunting, I want to be able to enjoy walking and looking and stalking and stuff. I don't have to worry about what I have to might step on that I'm not paying attention to. But yeah, dove season here, and it's just one of those. It will always be, and I guess it's because it's part of who we are or who I am. It's gonna be for the rest of my life. It's just, I can't sleep the night before. I'm just as giddy as a 5-year-old kid before Christmas. And this year's gonna be fun because I've got my light 20, my Browning A5. I got it fixed finally after 2 years. And if you need a gunsmith, I mean a really good one, I have one for you. And Little Mountain, South Carolina does a great job. Gun works flawlessly. All it was the shell. You have two on the bolt of a shotgun or whatever. You have two little thumbs or opposable fingers or whatever that grab the rim on the shell and hold it as it goes into the mag chamber. And then when it pulls out, it kicks the shell out. And the backside little thumb had broken off and got that fixed. And now we're ready to go. This is going to be a good one. Can't wait. I know Taylor's excited. That's why she's studying hard and all that, because next week we're going to dove hunt probably Saturday and Monday. Get away with it. I got to do some work on it. I'm going to try to burn a little bit, Never have burned my dove field before, but I think I'm going to burn part of it. Burning, you know, doves have weak ankles, so burning gives them a very, very safe area to land in, walk around in, while it doesn't burn up the seed. It just burns all the chaff and the plant itself and leaves the seed out there. So gonna try that. Hopefully if I can get it done. And then plow some strips. If you have a dove field and you want to improve it just a little bit, plow a few strips, turn a little new dirt, and you'll be amazed at the results. It gives those birds something new to look at, especially if you do it, you know, week four season open. So maybe Monday, Tuesday, just turn a strip or two of dirt through your dove field, and it's an amazing thing. Just make it smooth enough where they can walk through. You know, don't run that disc hair through there and leave the big clods and all. It doesn't do you a bit of good. General dove hunting guidelines, rules to being a good guest or to being a good participant on the dove field. And this is a Mossy Oak story from last week. 10 dove hunting etiquette tips to keep on your mind. Number one, don't race to the field and hog those best spots. Make sure the older shooters have access to shade first. If the birds are flying, hopefully everyone will get some shooting. If not, make sure to rotate spots. And this is, you know, a lot of fields you go to, you have assigned spots. These are more public field things. But yeah, make sure that, you know, if you're in a hot spot, you know, invite somebody anywhere else to join you. It's you might make a friend. Try to camouflage your spot the best you can to keep flaring birds that are entering the field. That's one of those big ones. Don't move a whole lot. Does pick up on movement, and don't wear a white t-shirt on the dove field or a solid color. Camouflage always works. Do not shoot low birds. That's a cardinal sin. Help to warn others and holler low bird to the other shooters. And when a bird comes in, a lot of them will come in, they'll drop down right on the deck and just scoot across the field. Yeah, don't shoot. You don't ever shoot below the tree line. You can see green past your muzzle, you're too low. You need to see skylight. Space yourself safely away from the next hunter. That's just to keep from shooting each other or each other's birds. Make sure you don't kill birds that fall into areas where they can't be retrieved. That's where a dog really comes in handy. It could be a shot coming at you that falls behind you and some stuff you can't get into. Pick your shots. Pick up your empty shells and trash. It's always a big one. You know, it's almost a leave no trace thing. You know, leave your footprints and nothing else and take away your pictures. Obey the game laws. Remember, the Department of Natural Resources will be out there enforcing laws on opening day. Know the times you can shoot. Know your limits. 15, if you're on a WMA field, they limit you to 50 shells, and you got to be off by 6 o'clock, I think. So obey the game laws. If you kill your limit, move out so someone else who hasn't had as much shooting as you have can have some action. It's always just a friendly thing to do. Alert the hunters. This is always one that's fun. If you want to have fun on a dove field, alert other hunters next to you as birds approach and ask them to do the same. And this really comes into play when you're looking across a field. Because the guy sitting on the other side of the field, he can't see what's coming from behind him. You can. He can't. Not until the bird gets out in front of him, casts a shadow or something, somebody yells at him. But if you do that for that guy, he can do it for you. And it makes it a whole lot better. It's fun. It's the camaraderie you get off a dove field. And the last one, whether you're on your own a DNR field or not, don't burn the field. Get off, like I said, 6:30. Quit shooting, get off the field, let the remaining birds come in and feed. You'll keep the birds around longer, which means you can shoot another Monday or a Saturday or something later in the season. And it's just a right thing to do conservation-wise. So looking forward to dove season. Hope if you got an opportunity to shoot, have a good time. Be safe, be careful, but have a good time. A lot of them have cookouts before or after, and nothing wrong with bacon-wrapped dove breasts. Anyway, hang on. We're going to talk to Jackie McGinnis from the Everything Outdoor Fest next. So back more on Woods and Water. Yeah, you got to hang in there long enough to get that Uncle Ted guitar coming. Those are the Yankees. Can't say that word on the air. Might get censored for it. Welcome back to the show. And As promised, we're having we got an update on the Everything Outforced, Everything Outdoor Fest with Jackie McGinnis, JBM and Associates. Jackie, good afternoon.
Well, here I am. Here I am again, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, really, really. But we're talking about the Everything Outdoor Fest, which is coming in to Simpsonville, November, first weekend of November. How's it looking, Jackie? I mean, first year shows are always tough, I'm sure. But
it's going to be good.
It's going to be good.
Super excited about all the cool things we have planned already. Yes, we've got some new things since we've last talked.
Well, let's just go back before we get on the new stuff. What weekend is coming to the historic Hopkins Farm?
What are the November 4th through 6th.
Okay.
In Simpsonville.
Right.
And it's super close to Greenville. It's so easy to get to. People have no idea. It's right there.
And it's a really cool venue. I got to go down there the other day. And
yes, you did.
Yes, Taylor and I went down there and kind of went around the lake area and all, and out there where the vendors are going to be. And it's just a really, of course, being outside is a gift in and of itself. Being outside with a bunch of other outdoor people is going to be that much more fun. So it's a really cool venue, and I can vouch for that.
Right, and that's exactly what we needed when we came up with the concept. You know, it was 2 years ago when everything was shut down,
right.
And we realized that, you know, I started to see the boom in the boating industry because I'm a boat show producer mostly. And then the RV world and then the cycling world and hiking and everything. And so this is something that was just born from that, the love of being outdoors and seeing really the natural resources in our own backyard. And what I really wanted to do was have it highly experiential, where people could come, whether they have any experience doing any of this stuff or not, and they could actually learn.
Right.
And they can try things, and they can get decide if they're going to want to do it again or not, you know, and they can just learn a little bit. And that's really what it's all about is you know, the experience, right?
You're not putting this on for somebody to come out at 9 o'clock in the morning and leave at 11.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
People are going to want to come back probably the next day. That's why it's a 3-day event, because I have a feeling we're going to see people for 3 days in a row because there's all sorts of things that they can do, and it's very friendly. And it's, you know, what I loved about Hopkins Farm is when I thought about what we wanted to do, I wanted to have a body of water, and I wanted to have trails, and I wanted to have large fields, and because I wanted to have exhibitors, and I wanted to have places where people could demo bikes and do all sorts of fun things. So this farm is the perfect location, and we also wanted to make it dog friendly because we're bringing in the Dock Dogs, which is, you know, the dog competition, and it's aquatic competition. And so we found the perfect location, and now over the past 2 years we've been really kind of thinking through what people want to experience, and we've been finding the right fit. So so we've got the Hoka Trail Experience, which is a new thing we're running, and that is on Saturday morning before the show opens. It's at 9 a.m. and it's a 2 or a 4 mile trail run to get the weekend started. And it's free with admission to the event. So, you know, the event's so reasonable. It's $10 for adults, and then it's, you know, $8 for, I think, military and seniors, and cheaper for kids under 12.
And 25 for the whole weekend.
Yeah, so you can't do anything for that anymore.
Not anymore.
No, and that's for sure. You can't even get lunch for that. And then we've got this Altamont Race Course too, which is an obstacle course for dogs, and that's sponsored by Noble Dog Hotel, which is really cool. And they're going to give out some dog bandanas too.
Okay.
About first maybe 500 people who come to the event. So that's super cool. And we've got, I'm so excited about this. Chef Steve Corso, who is a classically trained chef turned outdoor cooking expert.
Yes.
And He's going to teach how to prepare fast, easy, and really yummy outdoor meals. And so he's going to be coming. And that's going to be just like, I've seen some of the stuff he's doing, and
yeah,
I mean, it looks so good.
And when you've been, and look, folks, and a lot of people, when you spend a weekend at a campground or something like that, or you've been out all day trout fishing, you come back into camp, really doesn't matter what kind of food it is, you're hungry, but it just seems like something cooked outdoors in a camping environment tastes a whole lot better than it does when you bring it and do it at home. I don't know how
that's
that,
for sure.
Don't know how that works, but that's just been my experience.
Yes. Well, you're so hungry, but yeah. He's got some beautiful, and I think he cooks with only, I don't know if it's 10 or less ingredients or five or less. I can't remember, but I'm really excited to meet him. And then we've got Introduction to Fly Casting with Mountain Bridge Trout Unlimited, which is going to be popular.
Did you know, speaking of trout fishing and fly casting, all, do you know that cancer patients, that fly fishing is one of the huge ways that cancer patients recover from surgery?
No.
Yeah. Casting for Recovery. It's a women's, it goes both ways, but for women who have breast cancer and surgery and all that, there's something about the rhythmic motion of fly fishing that is so therapeutic that there's actually a Casting for Recovery group out there, and they have fly fishing trips all over the place for recovering cancer survivors, because fly fishing is such a great exercise for cancer survivors. Now you know.
Oh, that's awesome. No, I love that.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah, I know, just being out in the outdoors is
therapeutic enough. Yes.
It sure is. And we learned that during the pandemic, and that's really the reason this came to be, you know, this Everything Outdoor Fest, because we all wanted to connect with our family and friends in a safe way. And you know,
outside was where you could go.
That's right. It's amazing. Yep. So here we are. I'm learning so much while we're producing this event. I'm learning about such interesting people and, you know, so many cool things that I had no idea existed.
Yeah.
So another thing that you may want to talk about is what Water South Carolina doing with Taylor Metz and Roger Metz.
Yeah.
You know? What are you going to talk about?
You twisted our arms and told us we couldn't come unless we did something. And so Taylor is going to be both of us, just because we share so much and we know so much about each other. But Taylor's essentially going to do something with girls in the outdoors. I mean, it is a growing, the percentage of women in the outdoors is growing exponentially, especially in the pandemic. And it's something that's a trend that's kept up, whether they're outdoors hunting, fishing, hiking, camping, whatever, mom's taking kids outdoors or whatever, because dads are busy. And she's got some experience. Look, we're not experts. We have life experience. So she's going to talk about her life experiences as a girl in the outdoors, and is going to have some pretty cool information, I think, that a lot of people will be able to put to use. And then we're going to do one that's how to get there. You know, we get questions about, you know, I walk by and I want to get outdoors fishing, or I want to get out camping, or whatever. But how do I get there? Where do I start? And there's a ton of organizations and ways to get started. So we're going to do a little seminar about that. And we're both of us looking forward to it. We really are.
Well, and Roger, what's cool is, I don't know about you, but I love people's personal stories. And I really do. There's nothing like it. I could talk for hours to people who have experiences that I've never had.
Sure.
So I'm hoping we can find some folks who travel in their RVs who can hang out there and tell stories as well, because I find that fascinating, that whole lifestyle.
And stories are a cheap way to learn.
Yes.
I mean, learning by experience is one thing. Learning because you heard a story from somewhere else is a lot of fun, but it's also an inexpensive way to learn without making all the mistakes that other people made.
That's right. So. And that's really a big part about why we wanted to create this event too, because I just love the educational aspect of this. I get intimidated by trying new things often, and then I think, what the heck am I worried about? Let's just get out there and try, right?
That's it.
But I don't think I'm alone with that.
Oh, no, you're not.
So you know, we've got some other things that are really cool.
Okay.
Bike clinics sponsored by Rocket Revolution. So bike clinics, you know, will be really interesting because they'll teach you how to change a flat tire, which, I mean, I don't know how to do that. And I live on Paris Mountain. I should know how to do this, right? you know, not that I get on my bike that often.
Sure, yeah.
But, you know, in washing a bike, as simple as that, you know, there's got to be certain things. They're going to do choosing a gravel bike. Apparently, this gravel bike racing has become a huge deal. And so there's certain types of bikes.
Sure. Gravel moves.
Yeah. And then they're talking about prepping for races and, you know, probably all the things you're supposed to put in your body before a race and what not to, and things that you're supposed to get some good sleep, et cetera. So excited about those.
Okay.
And then
got about a minute left.
Okay. We've got yoga, yoga classes.
Okay.
We've got, archery.
Yes.
And mountain biking with REI and paddle boarding with REI co-op experiences as well, and kayaking.
Yep.
And then, of course, bass fishing kayaking. I think he's coming on Sunday, Queen City Kayak with Vinny Ferrari.
Yep. Yep.
And bicycle wheel building with Boyd Cycling. And we've got kids' fishing clinics where every kid who comes gets a free rod and reel.
There you go.
Really cool. We've got the Girl Scouts coming and doing scavenger hunts with really cool prizes. And we've got music sponsored by Greenville Water, a music stage all weekend long. Oh, we've got the SCDNR Heritage and the Wall of Shame trailers. That's the new one, the Wall of Shame trailers, which we can talk about
next time.
And we've got all sorts of other fun things. It's 3 days of everything outdoors. It's going to be so much fun.
And it's a work in process, folks.
For exhibitors, too. Yeah. We have a whole exhibitor village with cool outdoor products and services. So if you want to get in front of thousands of people, this is the place to be because, you know, people are always looking for gear and goods.
That's it.
Yep.
Everything Outdoor Fest, everythingoutdoorfest.com. Jackie, thanks for coming on. Folks, hang on. We'll go to the break. Back more Woods and Water Cycling on the other side. Hang on. And welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Well, they're trying to make this Everything Outdoor Fest. I know it's the first year. It's always rocky on the first year of a lot of these things. I think the idea is great. I think it'll grow if we can just get through this first year. First year looks good. It can always be better. And working on some fishing things now to make it better. But, you know, put it on your calendar. I know it's leaf season. Apple picking season. It'll be apple picking season too. But go ahead and put it on your calendar. Get your family. Bring your family. Come as a group, you know. Kids and dogs and, you know, a couple families, friends, maybe your parents. I don't know. Come out and enjoy it. It's going to be fun. Whatever it ends up being, it will be fun. And hoping it'll grow from this year to next year and on in the future. I hope it'll be something we can do a lot. Let's see. A bit, like I said, Taylor's not with me, so I'm kind of running freehand here. Got a calendar of events, Simon. I'll go ahead and go through this. I want to do this. This is... You know, I talked about dove season earlier. Growing up in rural South Carolina, whether you bird hunted, which is what we started out quail hunting, I mean, dove season was always there. We squirrel hunted. We did a little rabbit hunting. You know, no turkeys because there weren't any turkeys back then, no deer because there weren't many deer around. And then deer came in, and we started deer hunting and all. But the outdoors, it's not just a place you go or something you do. It is a way of life. It's ingrained in us. You things you do in your real life, you can trace decision making back to the outdoors, you know, and what you do in the outdoors. And it shapes you as a person. I'm convinced that taking somebody outside and teaching them how to be a conservationist and respecting wildlife, respecting other people, other hunters, non-hunters, you know, on public lands, you've got other people, other users, the hikers, the bikers, the dog walkers. I mean, we're all out there to enjoy the outdoors, and we can all do it together. We have to work together to do that, though. But if you've never hunted, if you've never been fishing or something, it's so much more than just a pastime or something you do because season's in or something. It's something you long for all year long, whether you just went yesterday or you can't go for another 6 or 8 months. I have these little videos that I like to play every once in a while, and I'm going to do that because Taylor's not here and you don't want to listen to me talk all the time. But this one was put out by the Teddy Roosevelt Conservation Partnership. And it just, man, they're talking about music talking to you and pictures being worth 1,000 words. Together We Can Wake the Woods. If you want to go on YouTube and watch it, it's an even better video than it is a radio ad. But hang on and listen to this one for a little bit. It's just good stuff.
Silence is stealth. Focus. The quiet lures us deeper into the outdoors. But when it comes to some things, we can't afford to be silent. That's why the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership exists. To unite like-minded organizations and amplify tens of thousands of individual voices from across the hunting and fishing community. Together, we create a crescendo of support for the conservation solutions that will help guarantee all Americans quality places to hunt and fish. Bring the authentic voice of hunters and anglers to our national decision makers, speaking up for the places where quiet moments help to reveal the possibilities in the natural world around us. And with your support, we'll take action to safeguard the bedrock conservation laws, programs, and funding sources that make our outdoor lives possible. From the Badlands to the Bayou, from iconic public lands to the farms and ranches of the heartland, and from the sagebrush steppe to the Capitol steps. We know that the future of hunting and fishing isn't about these activities alone. It's about family around the dinner table, working toward your personal best, and a centuries-old tradition made new. It's about jobs, bonds, blisters, bragging rights, and our way of life. And that's worth making noise about. Together, we can wake the woods. Join us.
That is a production of the Teddy Roosevelt Conservation Partnership. It's Together We Wake the Woods. We Can Wake the Woods on YouTube. And we would love, hey, that to turn the volume up and then people start messaging me and emails coming in and stuff like that. If you've never experienced the outdoors like that, hunting, fishing, I know that camping, hiking is just as good. I mean, it's outdoors, it's therapeutic, it's environmental, it's conservation. But if you've never involved yourself in hunting and fishing, seasons are here. There are tons of organizations out there that will help you get out there. figure out if it's for you, help you go on that first hunt, mentor you, and let you decide whether it's something that you can be a part of. It's under attack, both the fishing side. You know, we got this red snapper ban proposed, proposed speed limits offshore. We've got a Republican House member in Georgia who has introduced a bill to strip the excise tax and essentially defund Pittman Robertson, which has funded so many conservation restoration efforts across this country. You know, yes, because hunters have funded it and fishermen have funded it on the on their side, but we all enjoy it and we'd love for you to be part of it. And I don't think we come on here every week and we talk about all this stuff and we hope it's interesting, but we hope more than anything, we inspire you to get involved, to try it on, so to speak. You never know what'll fit either you or your kids. Just because you did it doesn't mean they won't enjoy it. So I love doing these things every once in a while. I got one more, which I may save till next week because I do have a calendar of events and I got some other things to get to. And speaking of the calendar, I'm going to start. I won't get through it all, but we'll get part of the way and then we'll finish it up next thing. But it's brought to you by Capital City Lake Murray Country, the jewel of South Carolina, which is Lake Murray. There's a month. Keep America Fishing is a month-long online fishing tournament. Begins September the 1st, concludes Friday, September 30th. Presented by Johnson Outdoors, the tournament features both fresh and saltwater categories, a variety of species that you can catch. Sign your team up. Invite your customers and colleagues to register for the tournament today. Proceeds from the tournament directly support ASA's Get Out There, Keep America Fishing programs. And you can find more of this at the American Sport Fishing Association. Warm-up for clays. There we go. Warm-up for dove season on the September the 2nd at the Clinton House in Lawrence, South Carolina. It's a charity shoot for Battle Buddies. You've got some registration fees, whether you're a team or individual. It's presented by North American Rescue, which is a huge company based right here in Greenville, South Carolina, right off 85. They're receiving raffles and mulligans and golf cart lunch, and it's 14 stations, and yeah, www.charityshootbattlebuddies.com to register, and the Clinton House probably has some on their website too. The women of Artemis, South Carolina are getting in a clay day event too, and it's funny because this one's not going to open until the 28th, which is what, tomorrow? The registration going to open, the shoot takes place September 3rd. They're going to do it. Gosh, it doesn't say where they're going to do it. It's a DNR. Eastover, South Carolina. Okay, so it's a private facility over in Eastover, South Carolina, September 3rd. That's right. Registration opens the 28th, and you can get in on this starting tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Artemis, South Carolina, which is a women's group. So, and then we got some more news coming up on dove hunts. Got some other things, some fishing tournaments. So hang on. We back on the other side, more Woods and Water, South Carolina. Take you out with a little bit of music. Rick Ocasek. You remember his videos? It might be this one where he's flying. Or he's the face on the fly. What a weird looking dude. I mean, between him and Billy Idol, I mean, he either got like, okay, he's weird, and Billy Idol was like really scary. So, musicians, they're a funny bunch. Continuing on with the calendar events brought to you by Capital City Lake Murray Country. Special youth dove hunts. Not too late to get in on these. I think Taylor may have talked about him last time. I'm not quite sure. She's not here for me to ask, but I saw this and I'm like, if we didn't get through this, need to. Abbeville County's got one at the U.S. Forest Service Power Partnerships Field. on the 3rd. Charleston County has got one at Botany Bay Plantation. Oconee County has got one at Long Creek Wildlife Management Area. Sumter County has got one at the Manchester State Forest near Wedgefield. It's the Bland Track Field, number 1. Union County has got one at Sedalia. That's a U.S. Forest Service field. And York County has got one at Draper on the 3rd. So, I mean, and normally these youth fields are some of the best ones you'll ever see. You have to have someone 21 years older with you. They can bring you one or two youths 15 years of age and younger. Youth 16 and 17 may participate in the hunt with or without an accompanying adult. Remember, you got to have the appropriate licenses. The adult must remain on the field and closely supervise the youth. Only one youth shooter may be handling a floated firearm at any given time, so you'd have to take turns shooting birds if you got two kids with you. Adults are not allowed to shoot. Bag limit is 15 birds per participant, and you need to keep those birds separate. In other words, if you're hunting with two kids or whatever, they need to have their own. And I always take a bag or a cooler to put my birds in to keep the fire ants from getting them. But you need to keep those things separate so you know who's got what and you're not mixing limits. Pre-registration is no longer required, but there are phone numbers to call. If you go to South Carolina Department of Natural Resources, look up hunting, dove hunts, and special youth hunts. You can find more information there. And going on next weekend is the Winyah Bay. In Georgetown is the Bassmaster College National Championship. So you can probably keep up with some of that and if you're in the area, go out and look. I mean, those college guys, they are good. Look at some of the bright faces on bass and some that you're going to see on Major League Fishing here in the next year or so. It's coming. But that's just something else that's going on out there. The Department of Natural Resources, and this is more for you on the coastal region, but a lot of people here in the upstate are interested in this because they're going to be discussing the deer population, deer hunting on the Francis Marion National Forest. A lot of people say that, you know, that has deteriorated so much over the past few years because of the Forest Service and the way they conduct those springtime burns, especially hammering turkey populations, which are ground nesters. Fawns are dropped in the ground, you know, in the springtime, and they're burning those huge blocks of land down there, aerial ignition with a helicopter. So they're going to have a big meeting held on September the 8th at 6:30 p.m. in the Santee Cooper Auditorium at One Rose Riverwood Drive in Monk's Corner. It's a public meeting to discuss that. They ask that you only come to discuss deer hunting. I suppose within deer hunting there is a possibility you could talk about some predator control on the National Forest. But, yeah, you want to make this one. And in the same vein, on September the 14th, don't forget, if you're interested in attending the North Lake Fisheries Management Council public hearing on the bottom closures and all that, that's September 14th at 4 o'clock at 2008 Savannah Highway. It's the Country Inn and Suites. South Fork of the Edisto River Canoe Kayak River Trip is Saturday, September the 10th. If you know the landing where the August paddle ended, go directly there. If not, meet at Brabham. So 8:30 a.m., meet at Brabham Landing. Then you'll drive to the private landing. 8:45 is down to the river to pray, a devotional. 9 a.m., be at the private landing and ready to shuttle. The private landing is where the August trip ended. This one is a 9.5-mile paddle that will take 4 to 6 hours. Free shuttle service will be there. Donation accepted. If you want to help with the rental, with the shuttle service, they recommend $10. You need to bring your gear and boat. Life jacket and whistle are required by law, and you can get a hold of the Cope Kayak Company if you need to rent a boat. And you can also get a hold of Barmel State Park or the Edisto Birdhouse Refuges near Branchville if you want to go camping. And each paddler accepts the fact that there is an assumption of risk when you paddle. That's Robert Rourke's famous one, reasonable. Ah, shoot, I forgot it. Reasonable. It's reasonable something when it comes to lion hunting. Yeah, it was one of my favorites. Let's see. Oh, there's a backside to this DNR thing. Okay, so DNR is going to present available data option for future regulation changes that may help increase the deer population in the national forest. And none of that would happen until 2023. So, yeah, they due to the time restrictions and complexity of the issue, keep it to deer and deer hunting. And go have a voice. The 8th Annual Warriors and Veterans Dove Hunt is going to take place. Who's it for? It's presented by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Charleston District, and the Department of Natural Resources. It's who? It's you. It's Wounded Warriors, Veterans, and Active Duty Military. What? It's the 8th Annual Warriors and Veterans Dove Hunt. When is Saturday, September the 10th, from 1400 to 1700. See, that tripped me up. It's military time. You know, that's like, what, 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock. Where is the Cooper River Rediversion Project, which is Canal Wildlife Management Area in St. Stephen, South Carolina. Special instructions. Each hunter should bring their own gun and a max of 50 shells. Lead shot, okay. Shotguns plugged for no more than 3 shells. Yeah, don't forget that one. Along with your license and your hip permit. You know, your migratory hip permit. Got to have all that. Lead shot only. And remember, guns got to be 2 in the magazine, 1 in the chamber. Can't take another one in the magazine. All participants must hold a valid South Carolina hunting license, a wildlife management permit, and the migratory bird permit, which is free. SCD and our law enforcement will be on site to help. Participants should bring snacks. There will be free water on site. It's an hour north of Charleston off Highway 52. Canceled in advance if rain is imminent because the birds don't fly. If you experience COVID-like symptoms, stay home. You can contact Jesse Helton at the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers if you're interested in participating. And it's jesse.s.helton at usace.army.mil. And you can find out more information on the Army Corps of Engineers website. That's always a good one. I've heard about this one, that it's one of the ones, if you can go to it, it's one you don't want to miss. And that was going to lead me to somewhere else. Oh, shoot. It was something to do with dove hunting, and now I can't remember what it was. I hate when my mind just leaves me like this. Anyway, I can't remember what it is. Sorry about that. You I had to pick it up when I remember it. Maybe I'll write it down next time. I was going to talk about this, and, let's do this. The 2022 waterfowl surveys are in. Mallards, they're using 2019 as a base year, and these are the 2022 waterfowl surveys. Mallards are down 23% from 2019, but the long-term average are only down 9%. Gadwalls are down 18%, but still up 30% over the long-time average. Widgeon down 25% still down 19% on the long term. Green-winged teal, no change on the long term, but down 32%. Blue-winged teal up 19%. They're still 27% above the national average of the long term average. Shovelers, which is a really pretty duck, even though they just got that big old bill out there, down 17%, but still 15% above. Pintails down 21%, which means they're 54% down from the long-term average, and that's not good. God, what a beautiful bird. Redheads are up 35, which is over 19, which is 36% above the long-term average. Canvasbacks staying steady. They're down 10%, but only 1% below the LTA. And scalp, still no change from 2019, essentially, but still down almost 30%. So, coming in, duck season is going to be here before you know it, too. And, I love duck hunting. I wish I could, wish I had the place and the time to go where we used to go. That's the way it goes. Things are always changing. If you haven't renewed your license for this year, if you got your deer tags, you got deer tags. If you had an active license as of August 15th, but if you're like me, you renewed every year right before dove season. So if you're going to renew, you need to renew quickly. And the app is great. I renewed mine on my phone through the app, and it was flawless. You know, had to log in. It's automatically pulls up what you're already registered for, whether that's sportsman's license or county hunting license or whatever. I went in and picked out a few more things. So I backed out of that one and went just to the general license, what's available, and added a few things that I wanted to add this year, along with a subscription to the South Carolina Wildlife, which is one of the neatest magazines out. Totally about South Carolina. Some great photography in it, and usually some pretty good articles too. Sometimes some special stuff. So anyway, if you need to do that, do that. Oh, and there's a really cool thing that we're going to talk about on one of these shows, that Waymaker off-road wheelchairs. And there's a gentleman here in South Carolina who has formed a 501c3. He was in a hunting accident, and he formed a 501c3 because he was paralyzed. He has since recovered, I believe, the capability of walking. I need to talk to him a little bit more. But these wheelchairs, they're the big ones that look like bulldozer tracks that you can reserve for no cost, and they deliver them. So we're gonna have some more on that coming up. And but yeah, Waymaker off-road wheelchairs, just a really cool idea. Something that some of you might could get behind supporting. They are 501c3. All right, so we survived without Taylor. Hopefully she'll be back next week. Hopefully you enjoyed the show, found something that was interesting. As always, make time to get out there. Take the back roads. Don't forget the camera. Be safe in dove season. We'll see you back here next week. More Woods and Water, South Carolina. Yes, I'm gone to